Here we go.
It is Orb and Fred from Normandy Invasion. My loot and golden soul between horses. Down to the wire. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby.
Come on, Denver! Smoke weed! Woo!
You know, and that's a double-edged sword, you know. It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law go off a cliff in a Cadillac. You know, you got mixed feelings.
This is Menace to Picks.
All right, happy Monday. Welcome to the third episode of the Menace to Picks podcast. Our first two episodes, we broke down the Kentucky Derby. JG, the sportsbook joker with Menace 2 Picks. Patreon.com/Menace2Picks. As a smaller product of the Menace 2 Sports operation, our guy, Coach Zach Smith. JG, the sportsbook joker. We're here with the coach. We are going to break down what happened this weekend and kind of get you an update of what's going to be going on here with the horses going forward. If you got the fever now a little bit, especially with our picks that didn't go exactly as planned. Definitely looking to bounce back. Coach, how are we feeling?
Absolutely. It was a great weekend. Had lots of fun. Derby weekend, we talked about it. You know, it's one of our favorite weekends of the year. As mentioned, we didn't quite get the final leg of our pick six and our derby pick. But, you know, it was a great weekend overall. Had lots of fun.
We had 5 of 6 in both pick sixes, and then we had the Oaks Derby double, which we didn't get there. How's that feel to hit 5 of 6, Coach?
That's not the best feeling in the world. You love the fact that you're alive at the very end, but when you get there, you know, and a few things happened that allowed Medina Spirit to be the winner, and the ones that we liked, there were a couple of situations where, you know, they didn't have the chance to really run their races. So,
right. And my thing, just from a Menace 2 Picks standpoint and just overall talking about horse racing, I mean, you can't evaluate yourself on one single day, particularly Triple Crown season. You know, we lost a battle yesterday. I mean, I took an L. This was the first time since 2013 that I didn't make money on the Derby. So this is the first Sunday I've woke up a little pissed off. So I definitely want to bounce back, but I mean, Triple Crown season's it's a war. You know, we lost a battle yesterday. The chances are you're probably not going to win all 3 Triple Crown days. That's just not how horse racing works. You know, that happens a little bit in sports. You know, you can get really hot and hit, you know, 75-80%, but with horses, that's never going to happen consistently. Too many variables. So Coach, NBC, it was the highest rated NBC program since the NFL playoffs.
You love to see it. Yeah, it's just, you know, getting back to normal. It's last year's Derby was at this time of the year was not run. It ended up running on Labor Day weekend. You know, their fans there, I think they had 40% to 50% capacity, and obviously the TV spectator overnight was extremely high. And it's just something that, you know, as we mentioned on the previous pods, the Derby's a tradition and people get together. It's kind of the official marking of the beginning of summer, and people love it. So I'm super happy.
I guess my message to NBC is stop telling us to put on our masks, stop giving us constant Trump bashing, and show us some shit that we can gamble on. And
that's
we'll
right.
Watch, and we'll watch your channel. How about that?
Very simple.
All right, so Bob Baffert does it again, Coach. There wasn't
the white-haired wizard.
The white-haired wizard. There wasn't a handicapper in the country that liked Medina Spirit. You know, we said that he was going to get bet. We said that Medina Spirit was going to get bet because of John Velasquez winning 3 derbies, Bob Baffert winning 6 derbies. He's got a great post in the eight. We mentioned some things that we really liked about Medina Spirit, and we thought he would get bet, but he actually didn't even get bet. He opened at, 15-1? Was it 15-1? And he got bet down to 12-1.
Yep.
You know, and the fifth or sixth horse and all the will pays for the exotics. So talk to me about that. We left off Bob Baffert, and we had friends looking at us like, I can't believe you guys left off Baffert. And we're like, well, if you watched his last two races, he was a non-threatening presence in either race.
And you know, he was second to Rock Your World in the Santa Anita Derby, nowhere near him. And so we mentioned the ones in our previous analysis, we pick horses that are coming back off of wins. And he was not, and he had not won in a while. But again, we're talking about Bob Baffert here, and there's a couple of things that we can discuss a little bit in that regard. He's somebody who obviously is a great trainer. We're not knocking him at any way.
I'm a Baffert fan, sure.
Yeah, normally what we do is we end up having a Baffert that has won his last race, and that's what we normally end up with, like American Pharoah, for example, or Justify. But he didn't have one in that scenario. So if Medina Spirit would have won the Santa Anita Derby, he probably would have been our pick, honestly. So
Last year he scratches. He doesn't scratch out, but he can't get Nadal to the gate. He can't get Charlotte to the gate. So he wins the Derby with Authentic, who was coming off a bullshit performance.
and it's actually the same thing because Concert Tour was a 1-5 favorite, was undefeated in Arkansas and laid a dud, right? And he had another one too.
Yeah, he lost to Superstock, who was 50-1 yesterday.
Correct. And there was another one at Life is Good, who was supposed to be like the next Justify, and he got hurt in sideline. So this was his seahorse. Right. So,
and the horse cost $1,000. Our pick six ticket cost more than this horse, coach.
Right. So we were saying yesterday we should have just skipped the ticket and bought the horse.
Right. I mean, no freaking pedigree whatsoever. I mean, credit to him. And my thought is here's why Baffert's great. And I know a lot of people have their opinions. And I'm sure you'll talk about some of the investigation stuff here in a second. But the thing that he does better than anybody else is the gate work. I mean, his horses break from the gate. And that race was won at the gate. I don't know if you saw the photos, but Joel Rosario's foot was not in the irons of the 15. So couple that with 15 getting wrecked. By highly motivated. All right. And then 15 ends up in basically the middle of the track, like where the 20 should be. So 15 had no chance. At that point, Rosario is just trying to make sure the horse is okay. He's not trying to win. He knows he's not going to win the Derby at that point.
Yep. And so he was wiped out also. And when 17 came down, so there was the scratch of the King Fury 16. And that led to all 17 through 20 being moved down. 17 came down and wrecked 15, as we mentioned, who ended up bumping into 14, Central Quality, which was, you know, obviously the favorite, and he was on our ticket, and that affected his race as well. Now, we talked about he has the heart of a champion. He was able to straighten out and battle back, and I think he ended up in Superfecta. But you know, that's racing. That's part of the deal. And so, as you mentioned, he's Baffert's the best at having his horses get the hell out of the gate. And you know, Medina Spirit did. He was in the middle, and you know, set the fractions.
I love that about Baffert. I mean, I'll let you talk about some of the investigation stuff in a second, but I love that about him. To me, it's almost a conservative approach. Like, I've known a lot of great coaches at all levels that basically their mindset is, I'm not going to beat myself. And Baffert doesn't do that. He doesn't ask the jockeys to do crazy shit with the horses. He asks them to break clean and put themselves in a spot to win. And that, to me, that's what he's better at than anybody else. When I watch Baffert horses, they get out of the gate. And when you're talking about a race that's one lap, sometimes one turn, you know, that's huge. So is he under investigation right now?
Well, matter of fact, he is under investigation in two different states. One is from Oaklawn Park with our girl Gamine, and also in California for Justify. So he's had potential, you know, there's investigations of him doping or juicing the horses. And so that's a part of it. But as we mentioned, you know, we're not going to, if his horse crosses the line first, it's a winner and our tickets cash. And that's really what we're concerned about.
Right. That's what's funny about the betting thing. You know, I killed it with Justify. That was the one year I hit every Triple Crown race. I hit all the pick sixes and everything. And I mean, absolutely went off that year. And looking back, it's like, okay, maybe the, you know, that shit was tainted or whatever. I still got paid. So that's a funny part about horse racing. You know, nobody's going to sit there and tell you that it's the cleanest business out there. You know, it's a tendency to get weird. So we'll talk about a couple other horses here from the Derby. 7 Mandaloon was somebody we mentioned coming out of the Louisiana Derby that some people played because of he bled. He was bleeding in the Louisiana Derby. And Mandaloon, honestly, probably should have won that race. I don't know how Medina Spirit didn't get passed. Mandaloon ran a great race for Brad Cox and was in a great position the whole time. You know, 7 and 8, they had great post positions. Mandaloon broke clean, couldn't catch Baffert, though. Couldn't catch Baffert in the lane. Too much juice, probably. And so that horse ran well, and I'm thinking back, man, that would have been a great across-the-board bet. Obviously, Medina Spirit in hindsight, but I wasn't interested in Medina Spirit. I'm not interested in Medina Spirit in the next race either, depending on who's going to be there. But Mandaloon would have been a nice across-the-board play. And 9 Hot Rod Charlie ran well. Hot Rod Charlie's a nice horse. So Doug O'Neill, now he's been there to the Derby 7 times. 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a 3rd. You know, so that was nice to see from Hot Rod Charlie. Just simply wasn't good enough. Didn't really have any excuses. And then the 1, I was really disappointed in Known Agenda because Irad broke clean on Known Agenda, and Pletcher, for whatever reason, probably said this horse runs from off the pace, and he got washed before they hit the first turn. The 1 Known Agenda, he had no chance. So, but if you watch the race, he broke clean. And when I watched, that was the horse I was watching, and he broke clean. I thought, oh shit, that looked great. But, you know, he slowed him up and got caught in traffic.
Yep. And then we already discussed Rock Your World getting wiped out at the beginning. And then that was actually the first I've heard of Rosario not having a foot in the saddle or in the saddle. So that's
yeah, there's photographs of it.
No shot, and you know, that's those the he has excuses for whatever his next race is. You know, it wasn't that he wasn't good enough. He truly did not have a chance to participate in the race, really.
So Brad Cox, for me, our trainer that we like, not a great weekend for his standards. And what I love to see is when they showed him after the Derby, he really looked sick. You know, and I love to see just how competitive he is, because in the Oaks, he has Travel Column, and Travel Column's acting crazy in the warm-up. And, you know, some of these 3-year-old horses had never been in front of a crowd before. So it was a little bit of a different experience. And Travel Column was going crazy. And I thought Florent Giroux responded, hey, this something's not right. And he immediately went to the lead. He took the 6, took the 5 out of the race, past the Champagne, who was on our ticket. The same way. So what happened to 5 was the same thing happened to Rock Your World. Just no chance in the race. And 6 rushed up. Malathot was fantastic. I mean, the 12 was fantastic. Search Results was awesome. That horse ran a winning race for me. And the Malathot was too good. Malathot, not even a great trip. Didn't break that well. But how about Velasquez? Velasquez, coach, wins the Oaks and the Derby. When's the last time that happened?
Yeah, it's been a while, but he, you know, he's one of the top jocks in the country. So, and he gets the best rides. You know, he's got Pletcher and Baffert. You know, those and who are the top 2 trainers. So, you know, that tells you a lot about him right there.
So I'll go through some of the main horses here, and you tell me whether you think they'll be at the Preakness. Known Agenda for Pletcher.
Will not be there. I guarantee he will not be there. Pletcher is a New York based trainer. He will save him for the Belmont, where I think he actually will have a. He may go favored, because he's a kind of a grinding horse that will run. And if you're not familiar with the distances, the Derby's 1.25 miles. The Preakness is 1.3 miles. And then the Belmont, they call it the Test of Champions because it's a mile and a half. It's the longest these races will ever run. But we like Known Agenda's pedigree to run far, a long race, and to grind and battle when the time's right. So I think he'll not be in the Preakness.
No, and Preakness, by the way, as you're listening to this, is 12 days away. It's, you know, it's a quick turnaround. And so some of these horses, Baffert will be there 100% as long as my Medina Spirit comes out okay. Probably plenty of juice there to get ready. Let's talk about 9, Hot Rod Charlie. You think Hot Rod Charlie will be there?
I do think Hot Rod Charlie will be there. You know, Doug O'Neill likes to run his horses. He likes to compete. And, yeah, I think he's one that will show up.
Well, so sorry about 7. 7 Mandaloon?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he showed that he's definitely capable. So I think he'll be there.
Yeah, showed a ton of talent. 14.
Essential Quality. For me, I think I'd probably – you know what? He probably will be in. If it was me personally, I might – if I was the owner and the trainer, I might hold him back. But, you know, he's a hard-trying horse. He's like we said, he's got the heart of a champion, and we know he's going to give his best effort. So it just depends on how he came out of the race.
Yeah, well, I know for sure you are not the owner of Essential Quality.
That's correct.
I can tell you that right now. You can Google that if you would like. 6 or 17.
Highly Motivated. Could potentially
wasn't part of the race.
Was not, no, because he was
all the shenanigans at the beginning.
Correct. And then, but also, you know, his trainer is a New York based trainer as well. He might hold him back for the Belmont. But also, I think that horse is better at shorter distance. So I think if he's going to run in any of them, it may end up being the Preakness.
Oh yeah, I think that's a great point. And to me, if I'm Brad Cox again, I'm fired up. I'm sure he feels embarrassed, you know, and we don't see it like that. We think he's, you know, he's a great trainer and he didn't have a great week, but, or a great weekend, but, I look at him with Mandaloon and, Essential Quality with, kind of a two-headed monster there. He's probably going to be looking for a little bit of revenge in the same way that, you know, we were right there with some of our picks and I'm ready for the Preakness, you know, the Menace Picks does well enough to, you know, we can take a loss. That's part of the deal. And, you know, it, like I think you talked about earlier is, you know, it's not something where you're betting your whole freaking life savings or rent money or anything like that. You know, it's your weekend budget you put aside. And I'm excited to try to turn the tides and get back at it in 2 weeks from now. I would advise people not to get too excited about, you know, this upcoming week. A lot of crazy shit happens in horse racing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's 2 weeks or 12 days coming up, and definitely be a bounce back scenario.
So a couple Preakness stats, and you know, just a few minutes left here on the podcast. A couple Preakness stats we have is Bob Baffert has won the Derby now 7 times, and 5 of his first 6 winners went on to win the Preakness. He did not win it last year. Authentic turned around and lost to a horse that did not win the Oaks, right? So Swiss Skydiver was coming out of the Kentucky Oaks as a filly, and she ran in the Preakness and beat Baffert. It was a weird year. So 5 of his first 6 winners went on to win the Preakness. So that means that Medina Spirit's probably going to be 4-5.
Yeah, he'll be favored for sure. Are we going to play him back? You know, if we're playing a double or another multi-race wager, we probably will have him on there, but we're out to try to beat him. I don't see, you know, him being a long-term, you know, triple crown winner. He's not on the level of a Justify, you know. And the other thing about him is he doesn't do well when he's from behind. If someone else gets out to the lead, the odds are he's not going to be – he doesn't pass horses. But the other thing is if he does get the lead, he's never been passed. So that'll be another interesting thing to handicap when you figure out who's all going to be there.
And that was funny for me because, you know, Baffert, all the cloud of controversy surrounding Baffert, what I've noticed from watching horse racing for 10 years or so, Baffert is very honest about his horse's capability. If he doesn't think his horse is going to win, he doesn't Jim Tressel you. He doesn't tell you, you know, oh, we got a great chance in here. Or, you know, he doesn't do that thing. Like he tells you straight up, my horse looks really good, or he's not training well. Probably because he's freaking won so much, it doesn't matter. But I saw a clip of him after the Derby where they zoomed in on him and he said, I can't believe this shit. You know, like he did not expect Medina Spirit right. to win.
Yeah. In the past, we've had him actually. He's been one of our people that we would go to because he's so honest. So, like, one year was, I think, California Chrome. He came out and flat out said, California Chrome will win the Kentucky Derby. And we're like, okay. So, I think we did California Chrome.
And, right? Yeah, and that's why I like about Baffert. And who knows what the hell's going on in his barn. He's fantastic. The horses are ready to go. The horses are smart and well-behaved. Say 30 of the last 35 Preakness winners were horses that ran in the Kentucky Derby. All right. And some of her stats from the weekend were a little bit effed up, right? We have vast majority of Derby winners come from their being bred in Kentucky, and Medina Spirit is the seventh horse in 147 years that was bred in Florida. So some weird stats yesterday, but that Preakness angle, I have a hard time looking at that thinking there's going to be a new shooter that comes in and handles business against, I thought, some really good horses in the Derby.
I think we'll learn something too from Baffert here coming up, because he was planning on saving Concert Tour, who was supposed to be his, you know, top Derby horse, as we mentioned, or second. And he did not run his race in the Oaklawn, and they decided to skip the Derby and train him up to the Preakness. So now he's got the Derby winner plus the one that he thought was better coming back. So that'll tell us a lot too.
Right. And of course, if you're the owner of Medina Spirit, you're going to want to go to the Preakness. Absolutely. And try to get the Triple Crown in. That's coming up, and they'll find out this week if you're checking out Twitter, and we'll be retweeting. Go follow us at Menace2Picks on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be retweeting information that we see about the Preakness, of which horses are going to commit there, and they'll have a field built by probably Wednesday, Thursday this week. They'll know who's going to be there, and then they'll have their post draw at the beginning of the week. Do they have an Oaks? Is there a Phillies Day on Friday?
So there is on Friday. The cards that take place, it's nowhere near the Preakness's card is nowhere near the level of the Derby weekend or the Belmont weekend, which
weekend might rival the Derby weekend,
and
might even be better.
Between that and then at the end of the year, Breeders' Cup, that where horses come from all over the world to compete. The Preakness, they do have on Friday, they have the Black Eyed Susan, which is the filly race. But the undercard is not anywhere near what we see on Friday, Saturday, and the Derby weekend. And the actual race itself is not a grade one, or I think it might be a grade two or even three. It's a smaller level than the Oaks. There's not a female Triple Crown awarded, so it's there is one, but it's just not the same.
For our people, as we wrap up here, for our people, I'm just gonna announce some horses that I thought were the best of the weekend. I thought She Dares the Devil. There were a couple people that said that was the best horse at Churchill Downs this weekend. She Dares the Devil. We looked at Malathot, was amazing. I thought Malathot is the real deal as a 3-year-old filly. I don't think anybody's ever going to beat Gamine in the near future. Gamine did not break well for Baffert, which was rare, at 1-5 and cruised. So I see no shot. She's going to be 1-5 the next time she goes out. Both horses, Colonel Liam and
Domestic Spending
for Chad Brown, came from nowhere in the race before the Derby. Domestic Spending looked like he had a rocket up his ass and caught Colonel Liam, who ran great. Okay, so those two right there, that could be a rival the next time you see a big turf race. So those are some of the names for people that don't follow it as closely. you know, because it's not just about the 3-year-old males. You know, there's so many other great races out there and so much quality. So we saw some great races this weekend, and I'll be pumped up to see what happens.
Sure. Yeah. So in general, you know, a general racing horse racing note is it's in the same way that, you know, in track, there's a 100, there's a 200, there's 400, et cetera, et cetera. The trainers find the proper distances and turf or dirt for the horses to have a chance to be successful. So that's the reason why there's different, so many different levels. And then there's age groups as well. So, you know, like we said, the 3-year-olds are the ones that run for the Triple Crown. They get their one opportunity in the Derby, but then they can go on and compete at the next level, the handicap level, for the next couple of years.
That's great insight. In the words of the great Big Sean, last night took an L. Getting ready to bounce back for the Preakness weekend. Catch back up with episode 4 as we break down the field and the post draw once we know more about the Preakness. Coach, appreciate you hopping on with us for the Menace 2 Picks podcast. Shout out Coach Zach Smith. And everybody have a great week.
Have a great week. We'll bounce back. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
And here we go.
It is Orban Fred from Normandy Invasion. My Loot and Golden Soul between horses. Down to the wire. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby.
Come on, Denver! Smoke weed! Woo!
You know, and that's a double-edged sword, you know. It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law go off a cliff in a Cadillac. You know, you got mixed feelings.
This is Menace to Picks.